No one's sending any questions in the hashtag. You're just sending me links to my own space. I'm thoroughly aware, chat, that I'm in a space right now. Will you play on Origins SMP tonight? Oh, shit. Does that come back tonight? It really depends. Because I got an important meeting at 6, so... It really depends. What do you think of Taylor Swift? Indifferent, I guess. Where's Rocky? Sat on the sofa there, actually. He's right there. He's hanging. Will you be playing Undertale or Deltarune? When are you playing? When I want to. I started playing Half-Life Alyx, so I wanna do that. Because that was pretty awesome. Are you doing something cool for Halloween again this year? I have no idea. I don't even know if I'll be in this country on Halloween. Hell if I know. I don't know. Thoughts on carrot cake? I've never had it. Looks tasty though on the British Bake Off. Whenever they do it. Do you like my cat? He's actually a spider rat. Yeah, nice spider rat cat. So I'm going to be in school when you're streaming Origins. Well, I can just stream at a different time then, boss man. It's no fuss to me. I'm basically nocturnal at the minute. I can stream late. Are you excited for the returns of Origins SMP? Yeah. However, I'm not excited to try figure out how to add the fucking mods. Like, holy shit. I can never get Origins to work properly on my PC. It just crashes my game. But I'll get it sorted. That's the reason why I stopped playing on the server. Because I kept launching it up. Try log into the server. And it would then close down my Minecraft. And I'm like, well, that's great. And he goes, well, looks like Minecraft has crashed. I'm trying to think, what is there to talk about? What is there to talk about? Oh, I've been addicted to TikTok recently. Not making TikToks, just watching them. But I'm getting really pissed off with TikTok, okay? I'm getting really pissed off. For one, okay, this whole part one, like and share for part two bullshit is really pissing me off now. I'm like, okay, you've intrigued me with the fucking video, and then you're gonna just leave me with a feeling of dissatisfaction and pissed off. Fuck you. Anyone that makes part ones and part twos, I hope you go to hell. And I mean that in a very religious way. I'm so upset. Sorry, rant over. TikTok upset me because I'm like, this is fucking bullshit now, okay? I don't give a shit about part two. Like, I'm probably never gonna see your profile ever again.
So just, you know, cease. I'm upset. It's upset. It really upsets me. TikTok upsets me, but yeah, I'm addicted. But then again, it beats scrolling through Twitter. Oh, and you know what else is a pain in the ass in the TikTok? Where they're like, wait to the end, and then at the end they're like, oh, check the sound, and it's some fucking bullshit, and it goes like and share, and I'm like, I'm not gonna like or share it. Stop. You actively make me want to dislike it if that was an option. God, I would be the most aggressive TikTok user. If that was a dislike button, I would dislike the majority of fucking things I saw. Like, it's so stupid. Oh my God, and don't even get me started on the fucking TikTok lives where it's like, do not gift or whatever the equivalent of give bits and subs is on TikTok. It's like, do not gift. I will not thank you. And then they're like, oh my God, you've gifted me. Fuck you. Why have you gifted me? I'm like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? It's so upsetting. It's so upsetting. It's just bait. Like, the people who go live on TikTok and they're like, don't watch my stream, I'll be upset. Trollololol. Oh my God. It's so upsetting. But yeah, I keep scrolling on this. What is it the US government called it? Chinese spyware. Damn. Like, oh, it's so upsetting. I can rant about TikTok for everything on it just upsets me slightly. Oh, it's so stupid. I've made myself feel pissed off now. This wasn't the mood I wanted to go for the space. This isn't the mood I wanted to go for. It's so upsetting. It's so upsetting. You know? Does anyone else understand what I mean? It's just... I just don't understand it. Instead of making stupid videos which seem really intense, then at the end to tell me to check the sound, and it's like, share, like, and share. And then I'm like, okay, why don't you make actually something fucking good, and then maybe I will, instead of asking and then pissing me off. Like, oh my God, it's so upsetting. Upsetting. What's your favorite type of TikToks? The ones that are cool. What side of TikTok are you on? The one that pisses me off. Maybe hold on the videos you hate and press not interested so you don't see them anymore. Yeah, I could do that, but then that's more effort than just scrolling onto the next one and being pissed off for a second. What side of TikTok am I on? I like time lapses and cooking and I like the cool, funny group dances. I find them funny. The ones, you know the ones I mean? The ones which kind of tell jokes in the dances. I find that funny. But then you're pissed off for multiple seconds. I know. However, there is this one funny TikTok that I like. It's this one of this guy where he
where he says lettuce, and he's like to prove that everyone's humor is broken, they'll find anything funny. And then he goes lettuce, and then it stops, and that made me fun. That made me laugh. Oh, I did also see this other funny TikTok of this cereal box wobbling on a checkout, and every time the conveyor belt got closer to the cashier, it'd wobble a little bit more, but it didn't fall over, and that was funny. Hello, cat. How did you get outside so fast? Opinions on berries and ice cream? I don't care. I guess it sounds nice. Proud owner of a penis. Repost if you own a penis. Thank you for the reaction image, my friend. I find penises funny. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It's just funny. It's just something quite intrinsically funny about it. Was that? Oh, my bin's just blown down the fucking road. You're taking the pit. Oh no, it's okay. It's rolling back. It's very windy outside at the minute. Trees are going ham. My bin just like was like, I'm out! And then it's now rolling back down because it blew itself uphill, which was interesting. Can we have more aggressive pianos? No, I'm done complaining about TikTok. I hate the TikTok lives. They're just all so stupid. Like, it was really weird. I was in this one interesting TikTok live, and it was this girl who was painting on pancakes. And I'm like, oh, that's awesome. But then she ended, and it automatically put me onto this other one. And it was just this person sat there, and on the weird green screen thing they have them, they said, do not watch my space. And then he was actively just insulting me and telling me to fuck off. And I'm like, well, I didn't ask to be put into your twatting live. Like, the other person who was making something worth watching ended. So now I'm stuck here, and you're hurling abuse at me. Fuck off, respectively, fuck off. But it sucked. Like, I didn't ask to be put in your degenerate TikTok live. I just ended up there. Don't even get me started. I just felt attacked. I felt personally attacked by this TikTok live. And I was just, let me paint a picture. It was 5 a.m. and I was in bed and I was not asleep. It was a bad time. And then this guy was just telling me to leave. And I'm like, okay, fuck, fine. I'll leave. You know? You know? Anyone else catch my drift or no? Or am I just crazy? It's so annoying. It's just such bait. It's like when you tweet something which you know is gonna piss someone off just because you want the reaction. It upsets me so much. Ah, you can literally just watch TikTok slash lives you don't like instead of sitting there getting mad. Yeah, you could just not watch them. I know, but maybe I'm just weird. Maybe I like to be pissed off. Maybe I'm just an active complainer. Maybe I just like to be pissed off. God's love has limits. Yeah, I like the reaction images. Thank you, guys. Have you seen Squid Game? Not yet. Is that the one with the creepy doll that turns around and then the robot shoots all the people when they move? Because I saw that on TikTok as well, and I'm like, oh, that's scary. Frog. Thank you for the frog picture, bro. Dum 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 So, what other things do we want to complain about? Are we in a complaining mood, boys? What else do we want to complain about? What else is there to complain about these days? I feel like an old man sat on a porch. I just want to complain. And you know what? That's okay. Hello. What else is annoying? What is my cat doing? Well, my cat's eating sand, but we're just gonna let him do that. I want to complain about mosquitoes. That's too easy. They're just little flying boys that nibble you. Like, doo-doo-doo-doo. Are you planning to go to TwitchCon Amsterdam? Yeah, all of them. All of them. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. The MCC Rising event happening soon. Any intel? What do you mean? It's already been announced when it's happening. You already know when MCC Rising is happening. Like what? Amsterdam? Hold up. That's just when the second TwitchCon is. That's nothing special. Not Naruto. I have a biology test. Sorry about that. Let's complain about Disney for not giving the Owl House a full third season. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just how those things go. Yeah, that's not worth complaining about. It's just how TV goes. Shows get cancelled all the time. Just sucks. I need a chat. Have you seen Amphibia, the show from Disney? It connects to Gravity Falls and the Owl House. Oh, I'll have a look. I'll go watch that later. Let's complain about Americans. Nah, too done and too easy. Have you watched the TV series Brooklyn Nine-Nine? I watched a little bit, but then it felt like I was watching the same episode every single time. So I'm like, huh, okay. But I watched it for a little bit. Fight me, bro. If I win, I get to keep your cat. Nah, I'll keep my cat. I would win the fight, though, because I would bring a deadly weapon. How about complaining about Disney theories? What's a Disney theory? I never even saw any of them. Do you have any games on your phone? I only have Clash of Clans on my phone because it makes the funny startup noise where it goes like, da-da-da, bum, 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 pew. That's the only reason I have it on my phone, to make that noise. Come to France, please. Okay. That was easy. Tell me, what happened to your Spotify listening activity? I don't know, it just decided I'm a stop. So I'm like, whatever. You know? So I just stopped. It just stopped. Four on puffy goldfish. Yeah, they're kind of cute, aren't they? Have you ever watched She-Ra? Yeah, I watched episode one with Amesie. We were like, we'll watch this some other time. I didn't find the whole sword in the rock thing very, very appealing. I'm like, huh, quirky sword in rock. I'm pretty sure I saw this in that one thing about Arthur and the sword in the stone. You should get a mullet. Now keep it as is. Come to New Zealand, okay. Thoughts on Australians? Seems like a chill country. Funnel web spiders are scary though. I'm gonna pick on someone now, I've decided. I'm gonna pick on someone. Where are you? It's time to pick. It's time to. I found a subject to be picked. Hello. Hello, Yeggs.
Hello. What the hell? Hi.
You requested to speak.
Hi. What's up?
What are your thoughts? Welcome to the space.
What are your thoughts on AJR?
AJR, I really like their songs Drama, Karma, and Weak. I think those are good songs that they've made.
Have you listened to the new album, OK Orchestra?
Not yet, but it was on my list. It was on my list to listen to after the new Lil Nas X one.
Please listen to it. It's really good.
Okay, I will do. I'll awesome. Star it now because it's been endorsed. I have a list on my phone. Every time someone recommends something to me, I write it down. And every time a different person recommends it, I put a star next to it. And that's how I sort the list, depending on how many endorsements it gets.
You should put 2 stars next to this one.
2 stars? No. It breaks the rules.
Damn.
You got to stick to the format.
Why not break? Do something new? Put a little triangle or square?
Not on this. I need some kind of control. I need the control.
Okay, fair.
I need it. So how are you, Yeggs?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm very tired, but I'm going to stay awake. I need to be awake for the next 9 hours. How do I stay up, Yeggs?
Just watch some, like, 2-hour, like, compilation of, like, Family Guy clips on YouTube.
Oh, that's so what? Are you a big Family Guy watcher, Yeggs?
I am not, but those...
Neither am I. I'm a big South Park watcher.
Oh, right. Oh, I just watched the clips. I haven't seen, like, a full episode yet.
What, South Park?
Oh, no, I watched the Scientology episode.
What, with Tom Cruise in the closet?
Yeah, that was good.
That's a funny episode. I'm pretty sure that same episode is the episode which caused the voice actor of Chef to resign from South Park.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if I've got that 100% right, but I'm pretty sure the voice actor of Chef from South Park was a Scientologist, if I'm correct. And that episode caused them to resign.
Dude, Scientology, I don't know if I should get into it on the space, but like, it gets pretty dark. Like, it's like a whole, like, yeah.
I don't know anything about it, so it's best not to speak about it if you know nothing about it from my own experiences.
This is true.
If you don't know everything there is to know about something, don't talk about it. Even if you think you know a lot about it, don't talk about it, because there will always be someone that knows more.
Exactly. You just don't get into it at all.
Yeah. You're a smart person, Yeggs.
Tabo, you are the smartest person I know.
Oh, thank you, Yeggs. You're the smartest person I know. Maybe. I have no idea. Actually, that could have been a lie. I'm so sorry, Yeggs.
That'll be my new Twitter bio. Thank you.
It's all right. Well, thanks for chatting to me, Yeggs. I'm going to go pick on someone else now.
Of course. Bye, dude.
Okay. Bye-bye, Yeggs.
Bye.
All right. Next person to pick on. Hello, Beetle.
Wait. Hello.
Hi, Beetle. What's up?
Hello.
Long time no speak.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hello. How's the trolley?
Oh, it's doing really well. His name is Joe. Because
why did you decide to take a trolley from the woods? Tell me.
Okay. So it's a story that I love telling over and over again.
Okay.
I was driving to like the convenience store, because I need to get some stuff. And I saw it on the side of the road. And I was like, I've been wanting to nick a trolley cart for a while. And I saw it. And I was like, ooh, hello. But I was like, no. But then I came, as I was driving back, I saw it again. And I was like, oh.
Wait, can you drive, Beetle?
Yes, I can drive.
Well, you're superior to me in every way now.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. So I decided, the thing is, this road was kind of busy, and it would be really embarrassing if I just, like, pulled over the side in front of other people in my car to just, like, put this trolley cart in my car, and then, like that would be weird for people to see. Mm-hmm. So it's in this place near this neighborhood that I live near, and there's a huge woods there, and there's, like, trails in the woods. And so I thought, okay, I know where these trails go. So what I'll do is I'll park on the other side of the woods. And then I'll walk all the way through the woods. And then I'll take the cart and I'll push it back all the way through the woods. And then I'll put it in my car where no one can see me. And so that's what I did. And I pushed it probably about a mile in the woods. It was really tiring. I was extremely sweaty afterwards. But it was successful and I brought it home with me. And now it lives in my room every day.
So, you own a trolley now.
Yeah.
What's the next step?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't think I could fit another one in here.
So, 2 trolleys crosses the line, but pushing a trolley a mile in the woods doesn't.
Well, if I had more room, I would get another one because now I do this thing where whenever I'm at a grocery store, I look at their carts, and if I'm with one of my parents, I'll be like, "Hey, that one's pretty nice. Ooh, look at that one. That one's nice and small. I could fit."
What
that
are your parents' opinions on the trolley cart obsession?
So, because I live at my dad's house, and so when I brought it home, I walked upstairs, and I came up to my dad, and I look at him, and I was like, "Hey," and he's like, "No, you did not," and I'm like, "Yeah, maybe," and he comes down, and he sees it, and he's like, "Oh my fucking god," and I'm like, "So can you help me, like, carry it up the stairs, please?" And I mean, he helped.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not really sure how to feel, if I'm honest.
Supportive parents, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Woo!
Yeah. No, I knew it would be a good story. I just wanted to know. I'm glad I now know why.
How's your P.O. box? Have you gotten anything yet?
I don't know. What I'm kind of doing, I'm kind of spiting the Royal Mail at the moment. I've deliberately left it a long time, so they have to store a bunch of shit for me because they made me wait 9 months and still took my money.
Oh, really? Oh, my
God.
So
I'm kind of, it's kind of payback right now. Maybe I'll go in today. Maybe I'll walk to the post office.
Yeah, cool. I have something planned I'm sending. I'm making it, by hand, actually.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I'll make sure you know what it's from me. Oh, is Rocky there?
Cat.
Hi.
Cat.
Rocky, hello. I love cats.
Cat.
Does he not want to say hi?
Cat.
Damn.
I don't know why, but me and my cousins have this thing where we only speak to our cats in Russian accents. Cat, what is up?
Oh, is he here? Cat?
Are you okay, cat?
Cat? I talk to my cats in an English accent, and I call it really stupid names, like nicknames. Like, her name's Pumpkin, but I've called her, like, Penis. I literally just call her Penis sometimes.
Unacceptable. See, my cousin's cat's names is Jet and Poppy, so we've got Jet Ski and Poppy.
Oh, that's so cute.
Comrade Jet Ski.
Oh, little comrade. Oh my god.
Hence, my cat is Rocky.
Oh, that's so cute. Have you seen Bigfoot Jinx? Have you seen that cat with the huge eyes?
Two big eyes on that fella, I'll be honest.
Okay, so I am literally obsessed with that cat, and a few weeks ago, I was starting stream, and the owner came into my chat and was like, "She's watching your stream right now," and I was like, "No, there's no way, and they sent me a picture on Twitter, and there's of the cat watching my stream, and I was like, "Oh my god!"
So much power.
Too much power. That cat holds too much power.
Too much power for cats. Well, it's been fun chatting, Beetle. I'm going to go
you
interrogate
too.
Someone else now.
Okay, have fun.
Thank you. See you later. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Which one of you fuckers is next? You. Oh, God. How do I? I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. This feels mean. I just pick people. Oh, Austin's also here. Hello.
Oh, my God. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the space. I'm so sorry I picked you.
It's fine. It's fine. No, I've never been on the space before. I'm sorry if like the audio is weird. It's like 3 a.m.
It's fine. Oh, 3 a.m. Holy crap.
It's almost 4.
That must be East Coast America, right? No.
It's CST, Central Standard Time.
Oh, damn, that's cool.
Yeah. Like Southern.
So how's your day been or going or?
Not really much, because I don't have school on Mondays, which is really good. So
what? Why not?
We voted like our school did, and they were like, "If you want to not have school on Mondays, vote," and everyone did. because we don't like 5 weeks, 5 days. I mean, like, I don't know. It was really weird.
That seems kind of stupid, I'll be honest.
They're a bunch of rednecks, so.
Oh.
Wait, but
how is that legal, though, is what I'm not getting.
I actually don't know. But they're like, because we had Mondays off last year, but it was like online, and then like in person would go 4 days a week and stuff. So,
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, I stopped going to school, which was probably not the best, but.
I might do that too, honestly. I just, ugh.
Are you a fan of the Owl House by any chance?
I am.
I don't know what made me guess.
Me neither.
That's cool. Who's your favorite character in the Owl House?
Obviously Amity or Hunter.
Oh, fair enough.
Both of those. So I was a big crap. What was the episode name? Eclipse Lake. I was a big enjoyer of Eclipse Lake because it had both of them in it.
What was Eclipse Lake? I don't remember that one.
With Hunter and Amity and all them looking for the time split.
Oh, that was like the second to most recent one, right?
It was the last one. No, it was it was the second to last one.
Oh, that one was badass. I remember that one.
I really liked the fight scene. Funny. That one. It was. It just.
I like the weird. Oh god, I'm trying to think. What's the one with the nose person? The person that's all nose. Oh, I found that one very
tiny,
funny.
Tiny nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love her. Love tiny nose.
That was a very funny episode.
Yeah, like I really like I like season 2 more than season 1. In
season 1 was so lighthearted and funny, and then season 2 just hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm like, "Whoa, go back to being all quirky."
Well, like, I guess I got too used to season 1, so I was just like, I need something new to, like...
How can you get too used to it? It's only, like, 20-odd episodes.
Well, yeah, but I've watched, like, Grom a lot of times, and it was just like, I'm ready for next season.
Yeah, fair enough. My pedal on my piano's squeaking, and it's upsetting me, so I'm slamming it now.
Yeah, I have my driving test in the morning, but you know, that can wait.
That's exciting. I
automatically failed the first time, and it was kind of funny.
How?
So there was a red turning signal, and it was like flashing yellow, because that means like, oh, you can turn, but you have to like watch if anyone's coming. You have to like go cautiously and whatever.
I thought yellow meant get ready to go, but still stay.
Oh. No. It's like whenever it gets close to red, because, you know. And so it was flashing yellow, and it was, like, turning. And I looked away, because I was like, oh, there's no cars coming. And then it turned red while I was looking away, and I was pressed on the gas pedal, like, slightly. And, the lady, because she had, like, the gas pedal on her side, and she slammed on the brake, and I'm just like, hello? And then I look back, and it's just red arrow, and I'm like, oh, that's there. Okay, yeah.
Jumped a red light. What the hell?
I cried for like an hour because I was like, oh my god, I failed my driving test. Because like everyone around me was like, oh, I passed the first time. And I'm like, how?
It makes you feel any better. I've crashed 2 cars in my grand scheme of driving 2 cars.
Two?
Yep.
I have a car and it's pretty cool. My cousin gave it to me. I haven't crashed it yet. I hope I don't crash it.
I don't have the best track record. Well, I say crashed. I've broken 2 cars.
Yeah.
But
like, I don't know what else to say. But like, my cousin gave it to me because she was like, oh, it's broken. And then my grandparents fixed it. And they were like, here, you can have it. And I'm like, okay, I guess.
Free car. What the heck?
No, because they already got her another car. So they were like, oh, we can just give it to
what
you.
What the hell is everyone just slinging cars around?
I'm
my family's only... had like 1 car for like 8 years.
Well, I'm an only child, so it's just kind of like the...
You're all powerful.
That's debatable.
I have to share my power with 2 others.
Oh. I have 2 cats. So so.
Does not count in the slightest.
It doesn't, but I feel like they get more attention than me. I don't know where they are. They're gone. One of them.
Do you speak to your cats in Russian?
No, I don't. But I do speak to them in high-pitched voice because one of their names is Elsa and the other one's name is Dipper.
Elsa like and Dipper.
Mm-hmm.
What zany names.
Well, like, what, the Elsa's white, so, like, you know, snow. And I was, like, Frozen because it was, like, 2014, you know?
I went to go see Frozen for my 11th birthday in the cinema.
I think I lost a tooth on the day it came out. That's all I remember.
That's cool.
I was just like, oh, there's a tooth out of my mouth.
Nice tooth in the cinema.
It wasn't even at the cinema. It was just in my bathroom. And I was just like, I want to go see Frozen. Because I don't know. It was like in my mind. And the other one's name's Dipper. And she's really mean. And she bites me. And she's named after Gravity Falls. So.
That's cool. I love Gravity Falls. Gravity Falls was awesome.
It's so good. I love it. I have Journal 3, but it's not in here. It's in my room where the computer is.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, well, yeah. Thank you, Amity, for chatting on the space.
Thank you for having me.
No worries. Any final thoughts?
Not really.
Well, fair enough. Catch you later. Bye.
Bye.
I feel like a host on a radio show chat. It's just like having people call in because it's on a phone. I like how everyone just started requesting. You have the audacity to assume I'll let another person speak. You may be right, but I don't want to let you know that. The audacity. The utter audacity. So. Music. Oh god, the sun's reflecting on my phone and it's giving me a headache. Ew. I've picked another one. I've plucked another person from the crowd. I hope you're there. Hi, Pop-Tart.
Oh, shit. Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the space. Sorry. I probably should announce when I'm going to pluck someone, but I just was kind of like, nap, hiya, welcome.
True surprising.
Yeah. So, how's life?
Pretty good. It is currently 2 in the morning. Sleeping schedule is messed up, but...
I can relate to that. Did you know I woke up at 8 p.m. today and went to bed at 3?
Oh, damn.
I know. I slept for 17 hours, I think that is.
My sleeping schedule was, like, all messed up because I was sleeping around 2 p.m. and waking up around 10 a.m. No, not 10 a.m. 2 p.m. Wait, no.
You've said the same time twice.
I meant 10.
I slept for 0 seconds and I was good to go.
Pretty much. It felt like it, that's for sure.
Oh, God. Sleeping goes so fast. I wish I could just sleep for longer and actually feel like a long time.
Exactly.
It goes too fast. I wake up and I'm like, no, I need more time. And then that's how I end up sleeping for 3 days.
I feel like if I were to sleep that much, I would still wake up and be like, no, I need more time to sleep.
There's just never enough time, like that one Hamilton song. If you only had more time. Well, I'm glad life is going well.
Yeah.
Got any cool projects going on? Working on anything cool? This is now an interview.
I'm currently working on like a meme painting. I paint memes sometimes.
That's cool. Do you do a lot of art?
Yeah. I usually tend to like doodle now and then. Is that a That's fucking cool. bug?
No. I was gonna get into drawing, I decided, when I was really bored. But then I'm like, oh god, this is really difficult. And then I immediately gave up.
Yeah, you gotta be, like, extremely patient, like, take some time off for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't have enough time, I think, was the issue.
Oh god, one of my cats.
Do you have cats also?
Yeah, I have a cat named Skittles. She is my absolute precious baby. And then I have Cricket.
That's cool. Do you speak to your cats in Russian?
I feel like I should, like, in an accent.
Yes.
They would be like, everyone what the should. Hell?
They're so much nicer to you. It's a secret technique.
It's like, yes, I understand the language of the gods now.
I know!
Be honest, I wasn't expecting to be up here.
What do you mean? You requested. When you requested, you're ready. You're ready.
Yeah, but like normally, like whenever I like enter into things, I'm like non-existent. They're like, nah, you're not here. What are you talking
That's
about?
That's just because statistics haven't been on your side before.
I know. They're like, nope. We're just going to ignore you. You know. Like, oh, okay, I see how it is.
I entered into so many giveaways when I was younger on various social medias. I wanted all the free stuff. I was like, free computer? Hell yeah. And I never won.
That's what I'm currently doing with, like, YouTubes, and, like, I just never won anything. I'm like, oh.
I know. I've got no idea how the YouTubes giveaways... I've never won a YouTubes giveaway.
Makes sense.
I know.
I have a few. I have a bed skate. Plushie.
That's cool.
And then I got like a figurine and then another plushie.
That's really cool. Sorry if I'm not very talkative. I'm very tired.
Nope, that's completely understandable. Sometimes
I'm running
I'm, like,
on backup
the completely
energy right now, which I'm not even convinced exists.
Understandable. Sometimes we all have this moment.
Which
it's just either
one of
like,
those moments.
It's either like, oh, I want to fight God today, or like, it's like, I don't want to move.
Yeah. There's no middle ground, is there?
No.
Fair enough. Well, thank you for joining the space.
Thank you for
it's
having me. I'm
been a
very
pleasure
blessed.
Having you on the space.
I hope everything
I'll catch
well.
You later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See, now to not add anyone for a while. So you can...
Expecting it. It'll be awesome. Thank you. You recognize that song? That's a Mario Galaxy 2 one. The... That's a very fancy one. It's so funny how you all think whenever there's a slight pause, I see so many more people request to speak because you're like, oh, he's not speaking. Maybe he's going to add a speaker, but no, alas. Alas, no. It's very funny. My piano stand is cheap and nasty. Wobble, 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 wobble. So, is that enough spacing for today? I think it may be. Goodbye now, everyone. Bye.